once been under overflow or subject overflow. Maybe they drained it, producing good crops and so forth.
Is there any expression that you use around here for low-lying grassland?
What the hell?
Do people use the word meadow?
Not in this area. Not this area. Here, I can't ever recall hearing meadow used, but we never had that type of ground here for meadows. I'm sure it has been used in the past, but I didn't say in recent years.
What about a piece of land that's not good for anything because water stands on it all the time?
Well, you call that swampy ground. Swampy land in this area.
What, is there any particular word that you use for good, dark, rich soil that would grow about anything? Anything's fertile. Just fertile soil? Or what about sandy soil that doesn't grow things very well?
Yeah, no. I don't know.
Just poor soil. What about loam? Do people
ever say soil over such as that, but that still reverts back to being a poor type soil? Now, loam, there are different types of loam. Some is productive, some is mixed soil.
Well, talking about a piece of land that had water on it, if you were in the process of taking the water off of it, you would say that you were doing what?
Draining.
Draining. What would you call the things that you would dig that would take the water off? That would be?
No, they'd be ditches.
Be ditches. And what do you call a piece of land that's, say you just cut all the bushes and trees off of it?
Well, the term for that would be cleared.
Cleared. Is there anything that you call a piece of land that's just been cleared?
No.
Have you ever heard people?
New ground. Oh, yeah. Yeah, new ground. Just recently, they were clearing the trees and so forth. New ground, because it's never been in production.
Could you give me the names of some flowing streams of water around here, like creeks or whatever?
We don't have too many flowing streams or creeks in this area. This is a flat level country. Most of all your flowing streams here are man-made streams. The greatest flowing stream here would be the Mississippi River.
Pretty good.
Now we have some ditches, I mean, real quick ditch. But they're man-made.
I see.
Oh, man-made. One flows south out of real quick lake for drainage purposes and such and so. In this area, we have very few streams. We have no creeks.
You mentioned creeks. Is there any word that you use to describe some water flowing along that would be something smaller than a creek?
Ditch.
Just a ditch.
In this area, flowing streams of water are smaller, called ditches.
Called ditches.
They're man-made.
For what purpose are they used?
You said drainage.
Just for drainage? What would you call a cut-out place in the land, say, that's been made by some flow of water, maybe out in the woods, it's eventually eroded it. Say it might be 10 feet across, 10 feet deep, something like that.
Filled with water?
Not filled with water. You know, the water's flowing through it, but it's just a place of land that's been cut out by the water as it's flowed along.
Oh, scoured?
Oh, really?
Scoured the ground down, cut its way through?
Is that the same thing as what some people might call a gully?
Yes, I guess so. It's being on the same principle because the termination for the old Mississippi over here, when it's low stages, the dredge boats say, oh, they will come in an area to get